This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A round of applause for another hour of the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to be together. I enjoy your company. Hope you enjoy our company, Doug and Jennifer and Victoria. And we're joined by Warren Eckstein, the pet show operator. That sounds kind of strange. You're a radio operator. You are.
You're an operator, Warren.
Wait. I'm an operator. Yeah,
Warren's an operator.
A smooth operator.
Very smooth. Blue Buffalo voluntarily, say it again, Doug. There it is. Voluntarily recalling production lot of Rocky Mountain Recipe Red Meat Dinner. I wonder about these. You've, on your radio program over the years, The Pet Show, had a number of these kinds of, I don't even know, Blue Buffalo.
It was a company, a pet food company, started by the two brothers that started a soda company called Sobe.
Really?
They started Blue Buffalo. You know, it's interesting about the recalls, though, because on my Facebook page, and I'm gonna promote this, facebook.com/thepetshow. And the reason I promote it is because I'm hooked up directly with the Pet Food Recall Center. So the minute there's a pet food recall anywhere in the country, I'm notified right away. And let me tell you, at least 3 to 5 times a month, I have to post different recalls. Of different types of pet food. Some of them are more, you know, obscure. You know, they're only sold in Iowa. But for the most part, things like Blue Buffalo. I just did another one recently. So, yeah, it's really important to stay on top of what pet food is being recalled, and it's a lot of times that they are being recalled.
Beef thyroid hormones was the problem here. If your dog has this food, may exhibit symptoms like thirst, urination, weight loss, increased heart rate, restlessness, that sort of thing. So one wonders what they're... For the benefit of the audience... That's why we do this anyway. What about the best foods? What do you look for? What's the label read on the... You have a lot of, as I said, a lot of these companies are advertising on your program. But what do you look for yourself? When you're feeding your dogs, what do you want the food to include?
First of all, I never look at the pretty picture on the front of the bag. What I do is I turn the bag around and I read the ingredients. And if there's an ingredient on the back of the bag that I don't know what it means or I can't pronounce it, I'm not buying it. So, for example, I look for the first thing. I feed my dog something called spot chicken. It's made by a company called Halo, which, by the way, is owned by Ellen DeGeneres. And the bottom line is that the first ingredient is chicken. So, you read down the ingredients. It looks like you went to the farmer's market. Blueberries, this, that, the other thing. So, you need to really read the ingredients carefully to make sure that there's nothing in there that can really upset your pet. But the bottom line is you really need to stay on top of these recalls. I cannot stress enough, Doug, how often I get recalls from the pet food industry.
And so you go to facebook.com, The Pet Show.
Facebook.com/The Pet Show. And whenever there's a pet food recall, you'll see I post it immediately there.
All right, there's another problem, leptospirosis. Do you know what that is?
It is, and there's a vaccination that puppies get for when they're first born. And so the bottom line is that it's a vaccination that most dogs should get.
There is a problem, apparently. Lepto, according to the... one of the chief medical officers at the Animal Medical Center, and the article is in goodhousekeeping.com this week, the focus is on lepto and how dogs get it. It's a bacterial disease that you can, the shot is, it spreads through animal urine, and you can get a shot for it. I don't know how many people actually ask that. Do vets normally, you know, we have big controversy about vaccines for children. Dogs get vaccines. They get shots when they're younger. I'm talking to the bulldog rescue people here, and one of the things they said is we got to do this shot and that shot before the dog goes anywhere. So this lepto apparently is found in all 50 states now. Here's the story of an Arizona woman who took her dog on a stroll through a neighborhood. The dog contracted lepto and died. As a matter of fact, this was in Sonoma, where you used to have a house.
Yeah, you know, so, it's interesting, though, but leptospirosis, Doug, is actually one of the few zoonotic diseases that can actually be transformed from dogs to people.
Really? Kidney, yeah. Liver failure are signs of this thing? Actually, have they performed, is there any evidence of organ transplantation from one dog to another? Do you know if that's ever been done?
It's a great question. I don't know. Honestly, I know they've done pigs pig to pig, but I don't know if they've done dog to dog. But, this leptospirosis can be a big problem. It's really important. And, you brought up a great point about vaccinations. You can go to 5 different veterinarians, get 5 different opinions on whether or not to vaccinate your dog or your cat. Some people say, well, we don't need rabies shots anymore because there hasn't been a case of rabies since. Well, maybe there hasn't been a case of rabies since because we give our pets rabies shots. So you have to really have a great conversation with your veterinarian to find out what vaccinations are really necessary, which ones are not necessary, and then you got to make a decision. A lot of holistic vets are not even using vaccinations anymore.
They are not. The same as holistic, regular holistic doctors.
Exactly.
Treat,
exactly.
People. Right. That's one of the things you and I were invited to go to the Southern California Bulldog Rescue Facility this past weekend. You had to go on the air, but I went. And as a matter of fact, I found a dog that I would adopt under the right circumstances. And because he was a 13-month-old bulldog, healthy, just full of energy, lots of fun, there were a lot of people in line, and I think I won't get him because somebody else was there ahead of me. But it's put me into the mindset of getting a dog. And it's not a replacement for Charlotte. It's just I think I'm okay now with having a dog.
It's a legacy. Look at it as a legacy, Doug. That's how I always look at it. It's a legacy.
Yeah. So I'm going to actually go to Carlson today. Is it today? No, tomorrow, to bring Frankie, Brendan's dog, to have him check out because he's getting pretty lethargic. He's 12 years old, so maybe that's part of it, but I just want Carlson to check him out. And I'm going to talk to him about these bulldog rescue things. The people here do a fabulous job. I found that out. I was very impressed, actually, with them and how they go about. They're very fussy. They look at your records. They come to your home. So the lady said, I don't have this dog. And I said, well, I'm going back to the East Coast. She then hooked me up with a rescue that's in Connecticut and New York, where I will go to check things out. But there's for those of you who are not necessarily down on getting dogs like this, this is the best way, actually. These people are so thorough. They're so interested in taking care. I'll tell you something. The backyard this is a veterinary center down in Orange, was loaded with these bulldogs, and I've told you 100 times, Warren, I want to have a canine rescue on my farm, and I would have taken every one of these and brought them to the farm to have them live out their lives. They do go to foster homes, but so many of them are so, you can tell by looking at them, they're so depressed, and it takes a physical toll on them. You look at them, and you know that people are not taking them because they're older and they're infirmed. It's just so sad to see them. They don't deserve it. My God, they've done everything. It's very sad.
You're so right, Doug. And the bottom line is for people that want a purebred dog, first of all, 25% of all dogs at shelters are purebred. And there are rescues for every breed. There's German Shepherd Rescue. There's Schnauzer Rescue, Cocker Spaniel Rescue, Doberman Rescue. So if you're looking for a dog, and don't forget the old dogs. One of the things I love about doing my radio show for as many years is 90% of my listeners have adopted their pets. And not only have adopted their pets, they've adopted older pets, 2, 3, 5. I had a woman call me up a few weeks ago. She adopted a 13-year-old dog knowing it wasn't going to be alive for long. But she wanted it to go to the Rainbow Bridge knowing it was loved. Yep. And so if you're thinking about a dog, think about sometimes it's easier for our crazy lives to adopt the year-old dog or the 5-year-old dog. They're usually housebroken. Most of them have been socialized. And those people that say, well, they're coming with baggage. They're not coming with baggage. They just need some love, hugs and kisses, and socialization.
Yep.
And socializing. Yeah, that's all they need. That's all they need, Doug.
Victoria is really a hero of mine. She does this. She fosters dogs in New York and finds homes for them. Is it a particular breed, Victoria, or do you just do everybody?
No, there are a whole bunch of breeds, but all the dogs come from Puerto Rico. So we work with our rescue is called Animal Lighthouse, and we work with the only no-kill shelter in Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico, people always ask me, well, why Puerto Rico? There are dogs everywhere who need rescuing. That's true. But Puerto Rico has a 99% kill rate. Mm-hmm. And these are beautiful, beautiful dogs, mixes of dachshunds and golden retrievers and beagles, and they're just the friendliest, smartest, wonderful dogs that are left on the side of the road. They're thrown out of cars. They're left on a beach that it's been nicknamed.
Yeah,
they
are.
But they, you know what? The Dead Dog Beach is just, people just dump their dogs there. It's terrible.
But what you do is absolutely amazing. The most difficult job, and I admire people, and I did it for many years, is people that can, in fact, foster dogs and cats. But the problem is, generally what happens, the foster parents don't hang out too long because they fall in love with 10 dogs or 12 cats, and they
wind
up keeping them.
Yeah.
So you got to find another foster home. But the bottom line is, you know, for people that can do it, and I have friends of mine here, right here, in actually I live in Burbank, that foster 12, 13 dogs and cats at a time. It's a tough job, but the important thing to remember is that a foster home is the best way to find a permanent home for a dog or cat, because the foster home, they're being socialized, they're getting attention, versus the shelter dog, which they don't get a lot of human contact and suffer with things like separation anxiety.
That's what's going on.
And we say fostering is the most immediate and efficient way to save a life, because you get that dog out of the shelter, and their space in the shelter is immediately opened up for another dog to be saved. So it's the most immediate way to save a life.
And you deal with the depression that the dog has, obviously. All right. Warren, you do a great job. Thank you. The Pet Show every weekend. Check it out. ThePetShow.com. Up next, television report here.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room, presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers and get legendary HP quality. It's your easiest business decision.
Ends 4/15/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 17 after the hour. Time for us to check what's going on in the television world. I suppose one of the things is the passing of David Letterman's mother, who was 95. A lot of people...
Nice long life, right?
Yeah.
95,
right.
Not too shabby.
Dorothy was her name. She was the pie lover, right?
And that was it Mengering? Is that how we say her last name?
I think so. Yeah, M-E-N-G-E-R-I-N-G, Mengering.
She's an Indianapolis church secretary, and you recognize that face. Even if you don't know why you know it because she was all over Dave Letterman's show. He made her a star, probably not her ultimate desire, but he did it.
Yeah, she was a good sport. He put her up to a lot.
Yeah, a lot of silly stuff. All right, so what did we watch last night, Jennifer, that was good?
I didn't watch a thing last night. Is that terrible?
I didn't either, actually.
I had my nails done, so I...
Oh,
you know,
very good.
By the time I got home, 8 o'clock, I'm out like
a light. It's got to be a TV show there. The Real Wives of Los Angeles Get Their Nails Done.
That's right.
Episodic.
With
what did you watch last night, Victoria?
Color, by the way. Mm-hmm. I watched La La Land last night, and I thought it was very sweet. I didn't, you know, I didn't
was
like
it. Was it on Netflix?
No, we have a special app called Kodi, K-O-D-I, and it works with an Amazon Fire Stick, and it essentially has every network, every TV show, every movie.
Really?
Yeah, so mostly they come from foreign countries, so they're kind of posted online before they're really out on DVD or whatever. Are we allowed to talk about this, or is this illegal? It's totally legal. It's totally legal. I was very skeptical. Lewis convinced me to do it, and then I looked it up, and I was Googling, is this legal, and, and it's totally legal,
All right, what's on tonight, Jen?
I thought I'd mix it up a little bit for you, Dougie, because I think this will be right up your alley. Turner Classic Movies tonight at 10. Beach Party. Are you ready? Kicking off spring break, the summer season. Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello are starring in this. It came out in 1963. Check it out if you need a little vintage beach party on Turner Classic Movies. Also, American Experience, A Great War on PBS at 9, and Underground on WGN at 8.
21 after the hour here on the DGV.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Music time in this hour. Start with Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic? Is that what this song is?
Yes, it is. Look at you knowing stuff.
Pop song. Her ex-business manager apologizing after pleading guilty to charges relating to embezzling millions of dollars from her and other clients. Jonathan Schwartz is his name. Wrote a letter for the Hollywood Reporter, which tells at least part of the story. He developed a gambling addiction after turning to sports betting to blow off steam from his job. Quote, at first I borrowed a bit from clients with the hopes that I would pay them back if I won a bet. That snowballed, and as I kept losing, I kept stealing. I kept telling myself that I just needed one lucky break and I'll pay him back. Lucky break never came. He says he's thankful for not having the lucky break. When I was finally caught, a bright spotlight shined on my deplorable conduct. I couldn't hide any longer, and I hit rock bottom. By seeing how pathetic I had become, I finally got the courage to ask for help. Now he's been 300 days of being sober. I don't know what sober means, you're not gambling. He's going to be sent to jail. But where's the money?
Yeah, exactly.
He got $4.5 million from Alanis Morissette. Did she get her money back? I don't care whether he goes to jail or not. Where's the money?
Right. Yeah, huh? She probably could use the money because she hasn't really had any hits or hasn't done anything lately. I think he stole a total of $7 million from all of his clients combined, she must have been his biggest client.
Number one client.
Yeah.
Oof.
They had some sort of an arrangement. They did settle out of court, but no one has said what the amount was.
He'll be sentenced on May 3rd. So does a guy like that get a couple of years in jail? Why does he go to jail? Put him in a job where he has to, every penny that he makes, you pay back the people that you stole from. Him in jail is going to do any good.
So teach accounting. That's what I've always said about Bernie Madoff, get him in a classroom. In let him teach something.
Right, yeah. All right, next up on the musical billboard here is Katy Perry. Who apparently has caused some drama for Ryan? Ryan Philippe? How do you pronounce his name?
Philippe. Yep.
Yeah, I always confuse him with Gosling and Reynolds for some reason. I don't know why.
Looks a little like Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same type.
Anyway, a rumor gets started that Katy Perry is dating Ryan, and so all of these fools that are paparazzi got a tip she was at his house on Monday, so they descended to get a picture of the two on his property. There were helicopters overhead, drones all over the place. And so Ryan went on to Twitter and said, quote, "I'm not dating Katy Perry, barely know her. Please stop flying helicopters over my house. She's not here." There's no privacy for these people. The rumor came out, Katy Perry, apparently she jokingly tweeted that she was locked in Ryan's basement. And these idiots took that as a cue. Okay, let's go. The two started a Twitter dialogue. Katy clarified that Ryan was correct. They do not know each other really well. They are tweeting.
I don't know that they've ever even met.
Probably not. "Hi, nice to meet you." This is the tweet that she sent to Ryan. "Hi, nice to meet you. Sorry about that." Ryan, carry on, LOL. What does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud. Or
laughing
out loud.
I thought it was lots of love. Is not lots of love?
No. Laughing out loud.
What does laughing out loud mean? That's kind of a
like
scandal.
You're laughing out loud.
Like, you're laughing because the whole thing is really funny.
It isn't funny. It's stupid. There's nothing about this that's funny. This poor guy's been victimized by somebody.
Well, he was
who,
a good sport. He tweeted back.
Yeah, he
a couple
was,
times.
But it's not funny. It's noxious, annoying.
It
if anybody
is.
Did that to me, well, when I fix them.
We'll
I'd
start a rumor that you're dating Katy Perry.
Yeah, that'd go. That'd go really well. All right, so anyway, that's the story on Katy Perry. Bringing you up to date on lots of the music and musicians that are in the news. That's what this portion of the DJB experience is all about. 28 past the hour.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for April 10th to the 16th. We have a busy and challenging week astrologically coming up. The week starts out in harmonious Libra, although Mercury will start its retrograde on Monday. Don't let yourself get frustrated and watch your communication style. Tuesday brings another big full moon, also in the sign of Libra. Good for having serious discussions. Midweek will keep us in a pretty intense state with the moon traveling through the sign of Scorpio. And as we get to the Easter weekend holiday, we'll find us with the moon traveling through positive and up. Beat Sagittarius. So have a happy Easter, everyone, and enjoy your loved ones. You can always find me, Maria Francesca Trilogy, at smbworks@earthlink.net.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, and you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better.
Now 34 after the hour, what do you believe in? I hope you believe in the power of your own mind and your own thoughts. That'd be a good thing. Join us in our thoughts. Different day may be, but there's still thoughts, good thoughts. Get you stimulated, thinking about what's going on in the world today. The DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Names in the news. Malala Yousafzai.
Yousafzai. But close enough.
Is that how you pronounce it? Say it again.
Yousafzai.
Yousafzai?
Yeah.
Okay. 19 years old. Remember her from a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Youngest Nobel laureate prize winner. 17 years old. She was the girl that grew up in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
She became an education advocate. She got the attention of the Taliban who tried to kill her.
Shot her in the head, right?
Yeah. Got her in the head. And after her recovery, she went to England, became the champion for girls' education there, founded the Malala Fund to push for change around the world. So she's now the messenger of peace for the United Nations, the youngest one in history. So
right.
Good for her, good for girls, good for education, good for society, good messaging. Malala, pronounce your last name again.
Kara? Where'd she go? Yousafzai.
Yeah, Yousafzai. Sorry about that.
Yousafzai. All right. So good. Message. And it's all the medium is the message. And in this circumstance, she is the messenger. Good for her. Let's see here. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is in the news for something really good. Not just a little good. This is really good. Starting this weekend and during the spring and summer, there are always volunteers going around Washington cleaning up the various memorials, like the Vietnam Veterans Memorial that's there. Who hasn't walked by the big granite block-long list of names? Have you been either of the Kara? Have you been there, Victoria? Have you been there? Yeah, you should.
No, I haven't.
It gives you the chills.
I haven't been to D.C. in so long, but yeah, I've heard it's
fabulous.
It's very powerful.
It is. So, Secretary Zinke and some other members of the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Group meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays to clean up the memorial. Rolling Thunder was there to wash the wall. He said, "I'm here to help you." I thought that was kind of cool. Gone out of his way to show his appreciation for Vietnam veterans, and he's done this in the past. He was a congressman in Montana, traveled around the state to honor vets with commemorating pins, 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. There has never been a time in my life where I've seen people who did so much good get disrespected. It was vulgar what happened to the people who came back from Vietnam. Just vulgar. And it's just now that we're sort of beginning to appreciate who they are and what they were about. It was a horrible war, waste of men and lives, and it's just another one of those. All it is, what Eisenhower said, beware of military-industrial compacts. The military-industrial community is responsible for way more bad than good, in my mind.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent because it's kind of negative. Here's something interesting from the world of politics. How many people thought Mitt Romney was out, done, finished? Raise your hands. Nope. It appears. Now, he was governor of Massachusetts and did a good job. He was a good governor in Massachusetts, from my point of view. He worked with the Democrats, and I think he would have made a pretty good... He's a thinker. He would have made a pretty good president. Anyway, so now it appears that Orrin Hatch, who's been in the Senate for a long time, many people think too long, he's 83, time for him to hit the road, and he said he'd retire if there was somebody really good to take his place. So that's when people started knocking on Romney's door. He's had a home in Utah. He's a Mormon for a long time. So he's discussing this with Republicans in Utah and elsewhere. But Hatch has to say, as far as he's concerned, Romney says, if Hatch wants me to run, all he has to do is say, please run. So I mean, I wonder when this would be like, hello, no-brainer. He got 93% of the votes in Utah when he ran in the Republican presidential primary there. So is he going
seems
to win
like that would be
if
a
he runs?
Dunk. Yeah.
I think that would be the answer. Yes, he will win. Here's the story of Nate Butkus. Nate Butkus. Strange name. Not an attractive name. But anyway, good story. Six-year-old, loves homework, doesn't like pizza, dreams of stopping climate change. So this six-year-old turns out to be a science genius. He's starting a podcast at six. The Show About Science is what it's called. And apparently it got Ellen DeGeneres' attention, got him a spot on her program. He says his mission is to teach the world cool things about science, which is certainly something admirable. He's in the first grade, does his podcast out of his home studio, recently interviewed an MIT engineer about one of his top interests, and I don't even know what this is, CRISPR, Let's see. It stands for clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats.
That's a lot for a six-year-old to
say. 6 years old. Clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats. And he explains, it's basically, I take this blonde hair and I want to turn it into red hair. I snip, snip with a blonde hair gene, replace that with a red hair gene. Really? Called gene editing, double-edged sword. Nate is quick to recognize why it's controversial. He said, quote, it's scary because we all have the same gene, but it's cool because we can edit people the way we want to. Huh. If you have hemophilia, for example, you'll want to use a gene drive to make sure none of your children will have hemophilia. So what's your six-year-old doing?
That's a good question.
Huh? What's your six-year-old doing? Not every six-year-old is going to be like this. He's going to go into science, he says, when he grows up, biochemistry, chemistry, that sort of thing. But imagine a six-year-old doing a podcast.
And I'm looking
at a
picture of him.
What are we doing, by the way, with our podcast? What's our podcast looking like these days, Kara?
It's looking great. It's going to go up sometime soon. It's pretty
How's it going to sound, though? I don't care what it looks like. I want to hear what it sounds like.
I think it's also going to sound good.
Okay.
Maybe not as good as this six-year-old kid. He's wearing a lab coat and a button-down with a little tie. He's so cute.
Yeah.
He's
cute.
I think we'll have to start wearing things other than pajamas if we want it to look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with me on that one. Supermodel Chrissy Teigen. All right, so tell me about her, Victoria.
She's John Legend's wife.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay.
She's the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, and she's also the co-host with LL Cool J on the Lip Sync Battle show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
She's got a great personality. She's a lot of fun.
She did the fairy godmotheriest thing of all, paid off a woman's tuition going to beauty school. There's a lady in Charlotte named Mercedes Edney. Started an online fund to raise about $6,000 for school. On her You Caring fundraising page, she wrote she wanted to, quote, further my skincare knowledge by getting my license in aesthetics. Aesthetics? No, it's not. Is it aesthetics?
Aesthetics.
If you're an esthetician, you're...
Right.
Yeah, okay. Financial aid wasn't available, et cetera, et cetera. So she'd raised $300 by last Friday, and then Chrissy stepped in and paid off the rest.
That's nice. I've seen this...
Is your passion for a long time? She sent a note with her donation. So I'm excited to see you fulfill your dream. So I get good and bad feelings about this sort of thing. Is this the way to do, is this where we're going in the future? Get people to go online and say, I need this, please help me. And instead of getting a job to pay for it, you get somebody else to pay for it?
Well, in this girl's case, has a job. She works at a beauty salon. She just didn't have... She was trying to raise the money to start her own business.
I know, but still. It's nice that this lady did it. What also bothers me about this is when you do things like this, I think they are better off being kept private.
Well, here's the thing. The reason that this got out is because the girl tweeted at Chrissy saying, thank you so much. So this is the power of social media. Chrissy found this girl on social media.
On social media, yeah.
And then was able to help her. So, I mean, there's good and bad to everything.
Yeah,
but
you're
if
right.
someone wants to help, what's the difference between getting a scholarship and having someone, you know, I mean, if this is a scholarship, basically. Chrissy Teigen started a scholarship fund, and this girl was the recipient. So I don't see there's any downside to it.
You've convinced me. Thank you. All right. Here's a blast from the past in terms of names. Nikola Tesla. Do you know who Nikola Tesla was?
Yeah, the inventor of the Tesla machine.
Which was?
Something electrical.
You're taking that right out of your ear.
No, I know. The Tesla machine was his big thing, and that's why Tesla cars are named after him. But it's something with... I don't know, combustion engine or it was something like that.
He was an inventor, and about 120 years or so ago, he came to the top of the inventor's circle, if you will, with all kinds of things. He was a little like Edison, and, you know, Edison's known for the light bulb, but he did the phonograph, he did all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla, the same. And I found an article that he wrote that was published in one of the old magazines that I had around. I don't know why. I have so much I've been cleaning things out. I told you that. I have closets full of old things that I've used on the radio before from years past. And I found this old magazine, and the description of Tesla in this circumstance, he set a system of wireless communication together, and he said that in 1900, I predict in 100 years we'll have a system of wireless communication that'll send messages and pictures to anywhere in the world. How about that? For being a predictor. Hello. And he also, he described a vehicle that would run on its own internal power. That wasn't
The engine that I was talking about then. There was some sort of internal
That's why they call it the Tesla. That is exactly why the car, whether people know when you buy a Tesla, that's what you're getting, or that's where the name came from. In a moment, some food news here as DJV continues.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Flowers aren't the only things blooming this spring. For many Americans, it's also the season when thoughts turn to the prospect of buying a home or refinancing a mortgage. Ally Bank's mortgage executive Craig Evans offers some tips for success.
A 30-year fixed-rate loan remains the most popular mortgage option, but adjustable-rate mortgages or ARMs are gaining in favor as rates start to rise nationally. Since every borrower is different, it's crucial to work with experts who understand your situation and can guide you through the entire process.
Evans says buyers should also look for tools to get started. Ally Home, the bank's new home loan equal housing lender, offers borrowers the ease of exploring their options online at ally.com.
Ally Home's affordability calculator can help analyze your household income and your current financial obligations to estimate how much house you can afford. For most people, buying a home is the biggest purchase of their life. So having the right tools and a dedicated support team can make all the difference.
Learn more at ally.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, don't forget our circumstantial situation here with our DJV call-in line. Every week, an important issue. Once you've voted, we'll give you some special offers to help you in your health and well-being. Question this week, with all the religious holidays this time of year, do you make spending time with your family a priority? Call 800-282-2333. One for yes, two for no. That's 800-282-2333 to answer yes or no, and then to be exposed to some of the special deals and offers that we've put together for you at a bargain rate. Food news. It's National Grilled Cheese Day. What kind of cheese do you like best in a cheese grilled cheese sandwich? Swiss cheese? What about the...
I like cheddar.
Yeah, me too.
No provolone? I just like good old American cheese, frankly.
American cheese isn't even cheese.
Well, it depends on if it's... Kraft American cheese is not American, nor is it cheese. You're right about that. But there are some of the natural brands that do have, that are pretty good, actually. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Godfather again. It's like every week we get some of them, the Godfather. What are we doing now? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. What's on the Godfather's bill of lading here?
It is the birthday of Andy Garcia, who's 61 years old. One of the stars of the much maligned and somewhat unfairly Godfather 3. I thought he was awesome in that movie, playing the son of Sonny Corleone, Vincent Corleone, basically the mentor or protector of Al Pacino's character in that film. I think the first half of Godfather 3 is a really, really good movie. This is the second half. It's just not that interesting and comparable to the first two, but Andy Garcia's work in that movie, I think, is really good.
So I confuse him with Ray Liotta all the time.
Do you really?
Andy Garcia, who is more of a prominent actor, Liotta is in that Shades of Blue with...
He is, with Jennifer Lopez.
Right?
Ray Liotta's claim to fame is Goodfellas, which he's incredible, and it's one of the great movies of all time.
But he looks awful.
He doesn't look that great. I do agree with you. Andy Garcia, The Untouchables in 87, did a movie called When a Man Loves a Woman with Meg Ryan in 94. I like that movie a lot. And then Godfather 3. He did a movie called Black Rain with Michael Douglas back in 1989. And I guess mostly known in the last 15 years for the Ocean 11 movie.
But he's in, he has a recurring role in Ballers, the HBO show that stars The Rock.
Yeah.
And you wonder if he's not friends with somebody, and that's why they've got him doing it.
Probably, but you know, you would have thought he would emerge as a major star in the business. I mean, he had a good run, and he's still a working actor. He's done 86 acting credits. He played the mayor in the Females Ghostbusters movie last summer, and he's going to play the president in a big-budget disaster movie called Geostorm, which opens in October.
What's that about?
It's about the government controls the weather with satellites, and there's a malfunction, and then, you know, you get hurricanes and tornadoes. The trailer looks like a lot of fun.
Another disaster
I like
movie.
That
All
stuff,
right.
You know, okay.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, here with more movie news right after these words.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code 22 to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Hence 43017 exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the movie news bag today?
Producer-director Brett Ratner, the guy responsible for Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3, the Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker franchise, planning to do a biopic on the life of a Playboy founder, Hugh Hefner. I think if done right, that would be a really fascinating subject for a major motion picture. DiCaprio's now 40. I don't know if he would fit into that role. I don't know what age they're planning on doing Hugh Hefner young, so I don't know if 40 would be considered young enough or they're going to get an actor in their 20s, but I think that is a good concept for a movie. One other bit of news, TV news, Spike TV, I don't know if you watch that channel, Doug, plans on airing a 10-part miniseries based on the Stephen King novel The Mist, which was made into a really good movie 10 years ago. So I think the first episode airs this this June. I like The Mist a lot. Really downbeat, one of the most downbeat endings for a movie of all time.
Why? What happened?
Because most of the main characters commit suicide at the end of the movie. That didn't happen in the novel, but they changed it for the movie. Great movie, but boy, that ending. I remember walking out of the theater. Boy, what a downer.
You go see that movie, The Ticket. You want to have a downer. There's another one. 59 past the hour.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.